How much of a factor do you think the pay issue was in getting the legislature to actually send the budget on deadline?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to on that one. I think there are a lot of people who believe that budget was motivated by getting paid. I think in the final analysis, I think that's probably overstating it. I think that the legislative leaders, the Democratic legislative leaders, because this was passed only by Democrats, I think to be fair, they were being pragmatic here. They thought that they could not get the budget deal Governor Brown wanted with Republicans, and so they needed to find some kind of budget. I think as much as anything, Democrats were mindful that this was the first year that Democrats were able to pass a budget with a majority vote, and that the public would be watching whether or not the majority party, the Democrats, could actually get their work done. And I think so they were thinking more in terms of the larger political good to themselves by passing a budget. Though that's not to say some certainly weren't interested in continuing to get paid. A lot of members of the legislature are not personally wealthy people. But again, I think there was a pragmatism and a larger political thing here, but we'll see whether, that met the threshold they needed to make. And we should remember here too, this is a symbolic amount of money. This is about $50,000 a day for the state. I know someone's going to hear me say that and think, oh, John Myers doesn't think $50,000 is a lot of money. I do. But in the context of a $113 billion a year state budget, it's not. But it is very politically powerful and symbolically powerful.